Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I woke up asshole naked with blood all over my sheets.
You really did. You really did. I didn't hear from this man until 4 p.m. that day. Who the hell?
God damn.
Hold up.
Are we fucking live, dude?
How the hell?
God damn.
Okay. That's officially caught on. I'd say goddamn is caught on.
No, goddamn, dude. We've gotten 20 DMs with someone saying, goddamn.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We just got back from doing some shows in the Bay Area. Yeah. And we had a buddy even open, Joey Avery, very funny guy. He was opening the show. He messaged us last night. He's like, I'm hammered at the Niners game. And all 10 of us are just yelling, goddamn. I've never been drunk and said, goddamn. No, I have. That's a lie.
Yeah, of course. But not like,
it sounds
not
great.
Like, not like that.
Yeah, goddamn. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Oh, honey.
What it really is that does it for me is the sporadic look around.
Hold, oh, yeah.
Goddamn. Hold up.
Oh, shit. Like, I lost something.
I think I left my dick in San Francisco.
Oh, there's never a place
to lose a dick. Hold up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyways, bro, it's the goddamn movement. All right.
I think that's what it's called.
Goddamn movement.
And the thing is, when you hear that, it could be just like you're really big upping the movement, or it's the goddamn movement.
Oh, do you that's, know what I feel? It, yeah, exactly.
It's
like,
both
so what's
ways.
The movement? And it's funny because it's spelt out like a Got Milk campaign.
Has to.
But so anybody who's not hip to it is just going,
Got damn. Damn.
Oh, and then I turn around and go, God damn, hold the hell. God damn. No, what the?
You stand with a bag of God damn Cinnamon Toast Crunch on top of my kneecap. God damn.
God damn, who the hell turned my dick on? Who, honey, turn my dick off.
Charlotte. It's always got to be, it can't just be like, it can't be Beth.
It's got to be Mavis.
Yeah. And fucking Orville.
God, Mavis, goddamn, hold up. I think my dick's in the popcorn again. Oh, nope, that's just a kernel. Goddamn. Oh. Man, it was, okay, so.
Bro.
Recap.
Oh my gosh.
Mike met me in San Francisco for shows. I was coming off Seattle. Oh, Washington comedy fire. The people out there, great. The comedy, it was fire.
I don't know if I've ever done. No. I've done one set, but I've never done like a longer set, or I haven't been there for a long time doing comedy.
I was in Spokane and Tacoma, so it's not Seattle, but like it's out there.
Those are the most Washington names.
Oh yeah,
Spokane.
Oh yeah,
Tacoma.
But Spokane almost kind of sounds like goddamn. Oh. So, so I fucked with it. No, those shows were really fun. It's just like. They're just stoked to be there. That's honestly some of the best cities for comedy are the ones where they're just like, why are you here? They're asking me that. I'm like, because there's a venue.
So what you're saying is when a city sucks dick.
No, but the people no, up front are like, yo, honestly, bro, I don't even know why I'm here. Those are the best because we need like a big entertainment city. You know, they're like, okay, he's in town. But when it's you and then fucking Uncle Cracker the next month, those are the only two entertainment options. It's like, all right, we'll half go see Trev, half see Uncle Cracker. It was great. So,
So you did. Yeah, you were in Tacoma and what was the other one?
Spokane.
Spokane.
God damn, I let my dick in Spokane.
I'm gonna start coming like that. God. I have to. I'm like, God damn.
Hold up.
How do you not?
God damn.
Oh, hold up.
I wish it was quicker. Cause you gotta drag out the God damn.
Yeah, you can't.
I want a goddamn. quick, but all out.
But sometimes it's like a full load. You got to get, and it's like
that's a, what I'm saying. It's like a wave runner. Yeah.
But sometimes it just. Sometimes lickety split.
Hold up.
Goddamn. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, honey. Oh, it's my birthday.
How the hell do we get in the back of this goddamn Forester? Get me out of here, goddamn.
Oh, shit.
So we met up in San Francisco, and then we did San Francisco, Sacramento, and then
Chico.
Chino.
It's right. Fucking Chino. Change your stupid Chico. Name.
All the shows were amazing. Dude, shows were fire.
Shows were so fun. Y'all came out, and it was crazy.
It was nuts.
Oh,
I will say this though.
Oh, give me all of the hot fire.
Northern California.
Trash talk. Fucking.
Bro,
trash.
I don't know. Look, I'm, this isn't biased. It's 100% biased. But look, as a SoCal kid, y'all don't even compete, bro. What? What? We went to Sacramento and the Denny's?
Bro,
we went to Denny's in Sacramento for breakfast.
Tell him.
We get there. It's the most goddamn moment I've ever seen. I go to the bathroom. I open the stall door. Not maybe 8 or 9 inches in front of the toilet, there is a massive shit on the ground.
A full poop, not a half poop.
Like
it looked like the dude just ate someone else's poop and then pooped his poop with the other person.
It looked
poop.
Like
it was heinous.
Yeah, it sat on the backwards. He sat on the toilet backwards and kind of aimed out a little bit, and just kind of did like a lineman stance, and then just bow and shot one out. And I mean, it's fucking Denny's. Nobody's cleaning that up. Nobody gets paid enough to clean that up.
It was Denny's, and the funniest part to me was the funniest part. Was there was a borderline homeless dude. Like, he was homeless or just about to be homeless. He was in the corner, and he started screaming out, "There's a goddamn turd in the motherfucking bathroom." Everyone's full eating. Everyone's still in the middle of a meal. "Oh, shit, miss, there's a goddamn turd in the bath." He kept calling it a turd. You know how old you got to be to call it a turd?
A turd?
Old, bro.
But the funniest thing is he's going, "I'm not paying for my meal. There's a poop in the bathroom." Well, I don't think you were going to pay for the meal in the first place. Mm-mm.
Also, sir, it's 100% your poop. 100%. And then I
That's our logic.
And then I pitch this to you. I go, "Dude, is that a move? Because that is the most gangster move I've ever heard of in my life. For a homeless dude to go in, order coffee, then go into the bathroom, take a poop, come out, and say, 'I'm not paying for this coffee because there's a turd in the bathroom.'" What
Wild.
Type of Ocean 11 shit is that? Oh my goddamn.
He's a goddamn genius, man. "I shit in a goddamn Maserati. I'm like, I'm paying for this shit." "Sir, we have it on camera, but I am not paying for this.
Look at this condo.
Who the hell?
How am I going to pay for this goddamn condo?
When did I eat corn?" All right.
Oh.
Okay, dude, so it was the wildest 24 hours. The Sacramento shows were some of my favorites, but.
Can I say something about this Denny's experience that I thought was so funny? And you were like, "Oh, this is, I don't find this weird at all."
Oh, yeah.
There was the waitress. Came up to Trevor. We're actually wearing one of these fuzzy things that we got from Chubby's. Shout out to you guys, the clothing company. It was amazing. But so it was like a furry thing like this. And the waitress came over to you, didn't say anything, not a hello, nothing. Comes over to you, rubs your arm up and down, and goes, "Ooh, I like this jacket. It's nice and furry. What y'all need to eat?" "Don't touch my arm." "Don't touch my arm." What?
I didn't even think about it. I thought it was like a Northern California thing where they're just like, "Hey, we on this together. I need warmth. That bitch is cold up there."
Oh, if, she caressed your arm like it was her own child.
Yeah.
And I wasn't okay with this.
Dude, it was wild because this probably, it was an Arden, Sacramento, which arguably is.
Yeah.
If they filmed an episode of Cops there, it'd be the number 3 episode ever. But so she's rubbing up on me. 5 minutes later, she walks up holding my YouTube page on her phone.
She goes,
"The goddamn famous YouTuber." And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "No way. I don't believe it." I'm like, "It's me. It's here I am."
That's always the peeking. Funny thing. That's always the funny thing is when they ask you,
Are you?
And then you say yes, and then they don't believe you. Bitch, don't ask me that.
Like, "No, you're not. You're not. You're not." It was, so what else happened? So this was after the Sacramento show, but on the way to Sacramento.
Oh my God.
Here we got a rental car trying to be better for the goddamn environment. And we're driving from San Francisco to Sacramento, and we stop in goddamn Vacaville.
It's Vacaville.
It's fucking trash to me, Ville. All right. Anywhere with Ville at the end, Well, I'm sorry. You're in Android City. All right.
What, dude? That's the best way to describe that motherfucking city.
It's a Boost Mobile of a city.
Oh my god.
Metro PCS of a city,
you
bro.
Cracker Barrel ass city. You fucking sizzler of a city.
Dude, so we're driving. We're like an hour away from the show. We're like, all right, you know, this is going to be fun. Sacramento crowds are great. Let's get a little bite to eat.
I'm hungry. How about you?
Oh, this is also, we went live on the Instagram. It was great.
You guys were great.
Oh, we went through a toll at San Francisco. Dude, okay, update for anybody who's watching the live when we did it. We went through a toll leaving San Francisco, and it's cash only. None of us have cash because, I don't know, maybe it's
2019.
Not, yeah, it's not 1984, and I don't know, here's my Apple Pay, bitch.
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't have any Buffalo nickels for you. Jesus Christ.
So we get to there's this little guy in a toll booth, and we get there, and I'm like, hey, man, I don't have any cash. What do I do? And then he looks at me and goes, oh, just drive. And yeah. I'm like, oh, he's a homie. He recognized me, something.
And for the record, I did not think he was the homie for you. I think he was just like, go ahead, bitch.
But I was like, man, it's a beautiful day. It's a great day. Yesterday, I got an email. Here's your ticket for not paying your toll. I'm going to drive back to San Francisco right now to find that dude. Be like, dude, I thought we had something here, bro. You gave me the go ahead.
Y'all had no connection.
Like I was just some kid trying to get on the subway. Like, go ahead.
Yeah,
he give a fuck.
No, he didn't. Dude, he works in a toll booth. Where do you think his life is?
But I thought he was like, I feel you, bro.
No.
Not at all.
No.
He did not feel a bro at all.
He did not have pants on for sure.
No.
No.
I mean, I'm not wearing, dude, it's probably a toll booth, in there.
If I worked out too with no the toll booth, there's no way I'd have pants
on. No. So anyways, I'm thinking it's off to a good start. I'm like, he saved me $3 or whatever. We go, oh, there's a Chick-fil-A. We park our car at a Chick-fil-A, right? Trying to do the Lord's work and go to Chick-fil-A, you know, support a local Jesus-owned company. We get in there, order the food. It's great.
It's
as
phenomenal.
Always.
What did you get?
I get the chicken nugs, just the bare nuggets. And it's
Why do you do that? You know, I don't mind the nuggets, but there's better stuff.
No, I know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
So why don't you get the other stuff?
Man, look.
All right.
Okay,
goddamn.
First of all, it was great. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving.
Right.
We're fueled up.
And what happens?
Open the trunk, and I hear you let out a goddamn, but not a good goddamn. It was a goddamn. The side window is shattered.
Guys, the side passenger back window, not the one you roll down, the little one, is shattered to smithereens. Smithereens, okay? Good. I yell out. Damn! And he goes, what? I go, bruh, we just got fucking broken into. And I'm freaking out because the back seat is down so they could get into the trunk. So
they
I'm
pulling the latch.
Yeah, so I'm pulling my arm in and I can feel both of our luggage. And then my next thought is our fucking backpacks are gone.
Everything is gone.
Gone.
That's what I thought.
We have hard drives, computers. I'm losing my mind.
Man, the amount of foot pics Michael had on that hard drive. So we had to get it.
Oh, and my God. I call that external the foot locker.
I didn't think it was going to work out. I don't know where that was going. That was great.
Thanks, man.
Solid.
Appreciate it, bro. I didn't think I had anything either, bro.
Oh, your brain's like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, here we go.
So we opened the trunk. Everything is still there.
Hey, Vacaville.
At least jerk off in our
trunk. Learn how to rob. You stupid idiot. You break a window.
Break a window. Pull up on the lock, right? That's how they... First of all, wouldn't you open... Very dumb robber, all right? Whoever it was. Wouldn't you open the door and... I don't get the thought process.
Hey. Steal something.
Because it's too suspicious when there's broken glass and everything is the same. I'm thinking at least my laptop got a testicle rubbed on it or something.
Steal something. Steal a wheel off of luggage. Steal something. Dude, and the funny thing is we had all these clothes that we got from the company and they were all of my grab was in the back
seat.
They
didn't touch shit.
You could have just taken a hoodie.
I think what happened is the Lord found out somebody was fucking around on a Chick-fil-A property, sent a couple thunderbolts down.
Dude.
I mean, I used to have this joke where I said I felt safer in cities where there's a Chick-fil-A because you've never heard of anything bad happening at Chick-fil-A. Like Popeye's motherfuckers got gunshot at, you know, like when they ran out of chicken sandwiches, gun. But you've never heard of somebody robbing a Chick-fil-A, bro. That's straight to hell.
Yeah. Isn't it? I wonder if a Chick-fil-A's ever got robbed.
I don't think so. I legit don't think
Can you look that up? Because Chick-fil-A's ever got robbed?
Because I think there's two ways. You pull a gun on a Chick-fil-A employee, they're either being like, yes, put me out of my goddamn misery. I want my Sundays for life, bro. And you're like, is that a death wish? Or you shoot them and they got a Bible fucking bulletproof vest and this shit goes through maybe John 3:16, like to that chapter. It's not making it through the body.
I think everyone who works at Chick-fil-A is a spirit. Like a.
They're not real?
No, they're not real. Dude, they're too happy. What are you? You work at fucking fast food. Why are you so goddamn happy?
There has been a Chick-fil-A robbery.
Just one?
What city?
Guess.
Vacaville.
No.
Gainesville, Florida.
Sarasota, Florida.
Florida.
It's Florida.
Yeah, but Florida, they don't believe in religion. They just believe in drugs. So Florida the drugs are the religion. You
Florida's
know?
Hell. Florida is hell. So they're like, I'm going to rob a Chick-fil-A. I'm already in hell. It's so hot there. Oh, my God.
There's also was a carjacking at the Chick-fil-A Vacaville? On Sunset here.
Here?
A man with a machete. Carjacked someone in a Chick-fil-A parking
hold
lot.
I mean
the phone,
bro. A machete is hilarious because you almost want them to attack you with a machete. I'm like, I don't believe it. I'm like, do it.
Here's the thing, if someone attacks me with a machete, you deserve everything that I give you. A machete, dude.
I also feel like it's like I want to drive that person to like the Amazon forest and be like, this is an appropriate setting, like not Sunset. Don't scare the kids.
Where are you carrying the machete? It is too big.
Do you know you can buy a machete for like $15?
Shut up.
Yeah, Harbor Freight tool store. What do you need that for? Just chopping coconuts?
I don't know. That's chopping really heads it. Off, dude. If you're in a city with a machete, the only thing you're doing is chopping people's heads off.
This is at 11:30 a.m. too.
Oh my God, that's the Lord's hour.
That sounds about right.
A machete. Can you imagine going into Chick-fil-A, just being like, do right before your accounting job, and then you have to go back into your accounting job and be like, the reason I'm late is because I got robbed by a machete. A fucking machete?
I mean, you gotta respect the hustle, you know?
That's what I said before, man. I would be like, dude, here you go. You deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's much better than the dude who robbed us.
What's also wild because, like, if somebody robs you with a gun, there could maybe not be bullets in. There might be, like, a prop. Like, it's a scare tactic. Right. A machete's a machete. There's no smoke and mirrors. It's you see what you get.
You don't got to reload a machete.
No.
You just chop motherfuckers' arms off. Have you ever held one?
Yeah.
They're so heavy.
They are. I mean, they just look insane.
They do.
And the thing is, with Hollywood, you can be like, what is that? Is that Freddy? Is that Jason? Is that
right.
Is a character? It's like, nope, that's also, just the guy like, who
is that
got...
Is that a movie prop?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
He might be like trying to take pictures on, he's, you know, Friday the 13th bullshit, and then, you know?
That's a hilarious way to get robbed. You know what a more funny way to get robbed to me is? If someone just walks up to you with no weapons and goes, give me your shit. That's hilarious.
What are you doing if somebody does that?
It depends how big they are and what setting I'm in. But if I'm in like an alley and some dude's like big as fuck and he goes, fucking run it. Or rabbit ears. You ever heard of rabbit ears? That's so funny to me.
Oh yeah. When you pull
rabbit ears is when you pull
the jeans everything. Out.
Yeah, and you just pull your pockets out. It's hilarious. And just let it fall down.
I would probably pull my dick out too. Just yeah. Like, ew.
Oh, three rabbit ears. God damn.
It's an elephant now. Hold up. Goddamn Dumbo's a little cold. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I'm giving them all the shit. Aren't you?
Yeah, size is big. Give me all your shit. I'm probably running.
I'm running
to a brighter area.
Are you?
Also, why in an alley?
That's your fault. That's your fault.
If you're ever in an alley, you are vulnerable to the world.
It's always your fault if you're in an alley. If anything happens to you, it's your fault.
If I'm a cop and I get a call, somebody just got their ass beat in my alleyway. All right.
Yep.
Did you get it on camera?
Sounds about right to me.
Can I watch?
Oh,
wait for it to be on World Star Hip Hop. I mean, an alleyway is nature's octagon.
Oh, for fighting, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, where else? Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, but it's not just fighting, though.
Bro.
Dude, there's, dude, everything horrendous. I mean, an alley is essentially Florida, right? Everything.
An alley is Vacaville, all right?
Fuck Vacaville. Is it Vacaville? I hate the way you pronounce
Vacaville.
It. Not you, but I'm saying the way you actually pronounce Vacaville makes me so
I mean,
angry.
It could just be called Vaca, and I'm like, nope. Mm-mm.
No.
Vaca.
Vaca.
It sounds like...
Yeah, so we got nothing taken.
Nothing sold. But that's the annoying part. It's like, now I got to pay for a fucking broken window. I didn't do.
Insurance is the biggest scam in the world. So let me get this straight. Allstate. So
I in good hands?
Apparently not. So I got to pay you every month for some shit to pop off. And then when some shit pops off, I got to give you more money?
Who the fuck invented a deductible?
A Jew.
So it was one of us.
Of course. Bro,
dude, it's funny because whoever was the inventor of it or on that side of it is like, bro, we're rich as fuck.
Oh my God.
And then he got an accident. He's like, wait, hold up. Dude, damn, I didn't want to pay for this shit.
Whoever came up with the deductible.
Bro, I was just signing up for healthcare last night for like the new insurance. Yeah. I mean, they're like, yeah, you spend $6,000 and then your medicine is free. Where does this number come from?
Who
is spending $6,000 on motherfucking Motrin and Advil at the goddamn pharmacy?
How do you spend $6,000? I mean, you got on purpose.
You
got to
get
a
colonoscopy like twice a month.
You got to go into an alley and be like, come fuck with me. I got to spend
you
got
to go to Florida and be like, I got a machete. Who want what?
Dude.
At Chick-fil-A, had we got robbed at a Wendy's, I'd be like, makes sense. They got square patties. They right. saw a square window and they're like, ah.
Man, at a Sonic. We got robbed at a Sonic. I'm like, yo.
That's hilarious because you'd be in the car at a Sonic.
Oh, my God.
Because they bring the food out to you.
Oh, they do. Oh, with the fucking roller skates.
You park and you order at the, I don't think they do the roller skates anymore. Kind of sad.
If I went to a Sonic and they didn't roller skate anymore, dude, I would fucking leave.
It happened. Flagstaff, Arizona. I went there and they didn't roller skate out. And I was like,
oh, I hate
put them on.
This is it's
even if you did Heelys, put them on. It's an evolution
can
back
you
out of it. But I think they stopped doing it because it was like you know, somebody was like, 2019, if we don't want a roller skate, we don't have to.
I hate you have a joke about it, but I hate the 2019 thing. It makes me upset. Yeah.
Well, it is. It's just a statement that means nothing, that it's open to interpretation. You can literally say it for anything.
I hate it.
Bro, you come in like a Lunchable at a park and somebody's like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, 2019. I can't just nut in a cracker.
My bad.
They're like, no.
You're like,
okay,
you're,
we'll wait for 2020.
You're holding a baby's head. It's 2019. I can't just hold my cousin's head after I fucking hit it off with a machete. Jesus, it's Vacaville.
I mean, it's only going to get worse. It's 2020.
Oh, 2020.
2020. I don't know. What do you think 2020 is going to be like?
2020, I think it's going to be the same shit, right? What's going to change?
I don't know.
What's going to change? Maybe robots will have rights or some shit?
Fleshlights can vote? I don't know.
Dude, I got to try Fleshlight.
You've never what? Have?
No.
Do it.
I'm out here, dude, I'm out here having an external hard drive full of feet, but yeah. I can't fuck a Fleshlight? What am I doing with my life? It's 2020, dude. It's time to fuck a Fleshlight.
I'll tell you the weirdest part about it. All of it.
Yeah.
Post-nut regret on a Fleshlight is mm-hmm. insane. You think a one-night stand is bad? Try looking down. And it looks like somebody just jammed a go-gurt in a real Fleshlight and just said, here you go. Because a normal woman, if you nut in it, the body goes, get it out of here.
Right.
Pushes the semen out. But the Fleshlight takes its time. It's like coming out like, hey, boys, what y'all doing in here?
Just
the cum is just confused. Like, well, what? This is a thing? We all thought we were going to the fucking league here.
How angry.
Leroy thought he was going to be the baby. We were planning on twins. Dude, imagine being a semen and you end up in a Fleshlight.
Pissed.
A Fleshlight.
You fucking are so stoked and you go, what the fuck? Michael!
I feel like that's like being on one of those little league teams that's called like the Dodgers and it's like a real Dodgers jersey. And then they're like, wait, this ain't real. Oh, no.
I'm not Mike Piazza.
We bought these at Kmart. Dude, I couldn't imagine being a nut ended up in a flesh. I'd be heated. Well, I'm breaking into a window.
Are you more mad on the ground or in a Fleshlight?
Fleshlight.
Yeah, me too.
Because the ground, all hope is out
yeah,
the
when you're leaving, you go, am I going on the ground?
Can you imagine a sperm leaving evacuating?
Yeah, yeah.
He's shooting out the cannon. He goes, oh, hold up. God damn. And then it hits the ground. God damn. What the hell?
This fucking linoleum. You fucking weirdo.
But a Fleshlight, you got to be like, we're here. Where do we swim up?
Oh, because it's like the same color maybe?
Color.
You're saying the sperm like actually thinks it's in the vagina for a second.
They got pump faked.
Oh, so they're in there being like, what type of broke bitch is this?
It's like, you know, it's like if you were to black out and end up in that one hotel in Las Vegas that looks like you're in Paris, but you're not in Paris. And then you walk outside going, wee wee. And then people's like, bro, you want to see a titty or not? It's Vegas. And you're like, I'm in Vegas?
I'm me a goddamn baguette, bitch.
Hold up. So that ain't a baguette. That's just a goddamn small child wearing all tan. Hold the hell on.
Where's the Louvre at? Goddamn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I need a flashlight though. 2020. That's gonna be it. I'm gonna fuck a flashlight on the Patreon.
Which we just hit 1,000 on. Thank you so much to all of you guys. It caps out at 3,000. So get in there if you want to see Michael fucking flashlight. Would you actually? What? Okay.
All right. This is going to be wild.
What amount of money would you have to get paid to hit it off with a flashlight?
What do you mean hit it off? What does that mean?
What? Hit it off.
Like fuck a flashlight?
Have a night.
But like on camera? Like what are you saying?
Yes.
Where is it going to be at?
Patreon.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Hold up. I mean, how much are they seeing?
1,100?
Yeah. 10. 10. That's just for it.
You think I subscribe right now to Patreon? All right.
It depends on how much is being seen. If it's just like a camera, like, you know, just in like a, like just in the room. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's fine. But if I have like Gabe recording it, like he's getting in there, getting all the angles so everyone can see everything.
That's too
much.
Yeah,
you got to stick a GoPro on the end of the fleshlight.
Hold up!
So many good ideas, dude. Gabe.
Jesus Christ. It's 2020.
How
else did you feel about, or what did you say?
Oh, no, I don't know.
How else did you feel about the Bay Area? It was, the Sacramento airport is the worst airport in the whole goddamn world. I'll tell you that much right now.
I'll tell you what.
It is massive for the place the size of a Payless Shoes. Don't.
Whoever invented the fucking Sacramento airport needs to be shot in the face. Dude, shot killed in the face. Dude, I'll tell you what happened. Trevor and I were on different flights. He was in Terminal B. I was in Terminal A. We got off the bus from the rental car place in Terminal B. And in my head, I go, hey, man, it's just regular airports. Oh, all the terminals are connected.
They all connect.
Not in Sacramento, though. I got off Terminal B. I chilled with you for like an hour. And then I asked someone, I was like, hey, where's Terminal A? They looked at me like I was like, oh, bitch, you in the wrong state. This woman gave me directions like it was a treasure map. She was like, oh, you need to leave. I said, leave? I had to go through security again. What?
Out and walk, take a train again.
Took a train again. I had to go through a parking garage down to the third floor. What are you saying to me right now? And then I go to the terminal and there's three gates.
At that point, I'm waiting to meet a man with a luggage full of money. Like, if there's that many directions, I better end up in the middle of Scottsdale, Arizona. And the guy just goes, I got the briefcase. Also, the people in Northern California were the weirdest interactions I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my God.
This girl on the train to go to the Terminal A, which don't have a train to go to a terminal. It's an airport.
Just walk. Can we just walk, please?
This girl goes, oh, you know, my husband loves you, whatever. Can I take a picture with you? And I go, yeah, just a second. Let me take my medication. And she goes, medication? What?
She thought you said, oh, excuse me, let me just have this abortion real quick. That's how she reacted to you.
I was taking my daily medication and she laughs at me.
No one gives a fuck, dude. They just want a goddamn picture. You were literally, you were having pills in your hand. It wasn't like a thing you had to like open you had pills in your hand. She was
just trying to live.
She was roasting
just
you.
Trying to meet my $6,000 deductible. Dude, that's
she was like, medication,
bro,
you disgusting piece of shit. Did you end up taking a picture with her?
I don't
remember.
Maybe, but I wasn't stoked.
No.
This girl came up to me and asked to take a picture in Chico and goes, afterwards, she goes, can I touch your nose? It's just so like it is. It's so pointy. Do you remember that at the restaurant?
Oh, at the restaurant.
Yeah.
What? That was, she said, that's, she said, I would point, just
she has
touch
to touch
it?
My nose.
That is, what is, that's the, what?
First of all, this nose could knock out a baby seal. All right. This thing, I go, what? 1, 2. I could knock out a, bro, if I ever got robbed at gunpoint, I'm going pow, pow.
You
Pinocchio
have a machete on you all of the time.
I do. It's a machete attached to a goddamn rhino. It's a musket of noses and this shit out here.
I can't believe she asked to touch
what
the nose.
What satisfaction does that bring? Does anybody have a nose fetish?
Have to. Have to.
Yeah.
People are out here fucking trees. 100% someone's out here fucking nostrils.
That's true.
That's heinous. And Gabe, I'm going to ask you to look it up, and you're using my computer, so it don't matter. Can you look up who's trying to fuck noses? Maybe don't type that exactly.
What's a nose fetish called?
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus?
Oof.
Wonder what I'd look like with a normal size.
There's
nose.
A whole Twitter account for it. Nose @noselover22.
Why 22?
It should be 2019.
Nose Lover was taken. Ew.
So it, does it say like it's like a medical thing or just people?
This says it may include sexual attraction to a specific form of physical variation of appearance, such as shape and size, or a specific area of the nose, like the bridge or the nostrils. Oh. The fetish may manifest itself in a desire for actual physical contact and interaction, or specific.
Hold up!
That's what she had.
Whoa! Some people have a specific fantasy, such as the desire to penetrate the nostrils.
Okay, my question: how do you pick which side, which nostril?
Left.
You playing favorite?
Always left.
Do you think they get jealous? It's like a threesome. You're only fucking one nostril. The other nostril's like, I'm right here too.
Probably. Oh my God. Do you finger the other nostril as you're penetrating the other one? Dude, who's coming in this scenario?
I don't know.
So there's got to be people who are into fucking nostrils. And there's also
how do you fuck a nostril?
You can put your dick in a nostril.
Bro, I'll fucking put my whole goddamn body in a nostril. Hold up.
But the other side of it is there is someone that's into getting penetrated. Like someone's out in these streets being like, oh, I hope someone fucks my nose today. Dude.
Yeah.
What?
I feel that.
What do you mean you feel that?
Why not?
Are you into noses?
Okay.
Oh, hold up.
I hope she touched my nose.
God damn. Yeah, you were. Oh my God. Dude,
people ask for the weirdest shit up there.
I would not. Well, if a girl was like, listen.
That's all it takes. If a girl hits me with a stern listen, I'm like, we here. I'm a wreck. What's good?
Listen, but I'm into trying everything once. If she's like, listen, I am into it. Like, it makes me sopping wet. You ever see a kiddie pool? That's how wet. I go, all right, give me that nose, bitch.
Nose, though?
I don't know. I don't even know how you really do it.
Nose. I feel like the inside of a nose is, like, cold.
No. I feel like it's kind of warm. 98.6 degrees. I don't know.
I think the whole thing is you get fucked in the nose long enough until you sneeze, and then you're done.
Oh, and that
is
means
that coming?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Isn't there some weird equation? Not equation. I don't know. Math.
Yeah, you don't, man.
Yeah, we tried it. We also found the answer to that dog question.
Oh, yeah. We need that. Should we just do, go ahead.
Isn't it like a sneeze is like a tenth of an orgasm? Or isn't there some correlation between that?
Yeah.
Or vice versa?
Yeah. I mean, I come every single time I sneeze. Is that?
I mean, that's so much force on the body.
It does
feel
really good.
If you aim the same direction, you might scoot your chair back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like
it does feel really good.
Can you at the same time?
Probably.
There's no way.
Yeah. I think you would come and sneeze at the same time.
The people who sneeze inside, you know, the silent sneezers,
I hate them. They're gonna explode one day and I'm gonna laugh my fucking ass off.
I literally think they are. They're just gonna be like a pigeon on the beach.
I hate, honestly.
But then they look at you like as a flex, like what? What were you saying?
Also, I'm not gonna say bless you. Because I don't want to bless you. I want you to die. You fucking.
But the sound is weird.
Just sneeze, dude.
Why are you so like secretive about it? What
Because something happened.
Are you a sniper? Are you in the fucking SEAL Team 6?
Something happened when they were a kid when Billy made fun of, oh, you sneeze like a fucking cartoon character, bitch. And then like, well, I'll never sneeze again. And that's what happened. And then they're like, I hate it. They're going to have a stroke. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
It almost sounds like getting a little goddamn nut on. Goddamn. Hold up. Did we find any?
Gabe, what are you Googling, man? I heard some chip chaps, chick chaps.
There's that the thing you're talking about, Trevor, is that they say that an orgasm is 1/8 of, or a sneeze is 1/8 of an orgasm. Mm-hmm. But
how do they measure that?
It's not really.
That's not bad.
But this is the thing that's fucking me up, is apparently the human nose has erectile tissue, just like a dick.
Hold up.
What are you talking about?
The nose
so your dick
is
gets
part,
hard?
The
I mean,
nose,
your nose gets hard.
Damn,
nose
so we all got a little dick. Bit of Pinocchio in us, huh? Mm-hmm. Nose is part dick?
How does it get hard?
I could see that.
What? I don't know. None of the rest of it makes any sense to me. I just saw that it has erectile tissue in the nose.
Well, that's why people are into noses. Because they get hard as fuck. I don't get it. A nose gets hard?
Mm. What if it did, though? Like, when you smell something really good, your nose went like a boner.
Maybe that's what it is, actually.
But, like, when it was, like, flaccid, it was just, like, hanging down all droopy. And then it was like, smells all good.
Oof.
Nose boner.
I don't know, man.
How else did you feel about the Bay Area? I feel like there was so much that happened in the span of like 3 days. I just don't even know how to process it. Everybody had attitude.
Should we just jump to fucking to Chico? Chico was out of control, bro.
Insane. I mean,
Friday night, Friday's show was very fun. And then we went out at, listen, y'all, I don't drink. I do not drink. Yeah. I had, I'm not even exaggerating.
You had yourself a goddamn night.
We had like 17, 18 drinks. It was crazy, dude. My hippocampus was done.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a part of your brain that like makes you remember shit, like short-term memory. I didn't remember a goddamn thing. Dude, there was an hour that's just gone out of my memory. I have no idea. Dude, we went to this place called Riley's, which is just a bar that is, the devil runs it. It is, what the fuck?
It looks like somebody just went to a UFC crowd and just grabbed 100 people and then just threw them in a locker. And I was like, here you go. Get after it. Let's keep all the fucking lights on. How much are drinks? I don't know. 50 cents. We spent $400 that night, which I don't know how the fuck that happened. They're like, yeah, Trevor, come through. We'll hook it up. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, here's your tab. Tab?
They handed us a tab. Dude.
God.
Bro, I don't remember. And then I woke up and it was just, I mean.
I've been doing this a lot lately. I black out. I wake up in my bed, not under the covers, fully dressed, all the lights on. Like I'm just taking a quick breather, just a quick 5-minute nap before work. Like I'm out of the shower. I was like, I got 5 minutes to spare. Bro. Waking up fully dressed is such a weird feeling because you're like, I could get up. And then you get up and you're like, no, I can't.
I've never woken up fully dressed.
Really?
Every single time that I get drunk as fuck, I wake up butthole ass naked.
It's one or the other for me.
Oh, okay.
Dude, the funniest thing that my roommate in college fell asleep fully dressed and he peed his pants and his phone just got soaked and he broke his phone because he peed on it.
Did he have to put it in rice?
I think you just take the L at that point because you don't want a phone that's been soaked in your own urine.
I don't know. Phones are expensive, dude. I might take a urine soaked phone.
Oh man, yeah. But I woke up fully clothed. And I was, the hell, God. Oh shit. Oh goddamn. I
woke up asshole naked with blood all over my sheets.
You really did. I did. You really did. I didn't hear from this man until 4 p.m. that day,
bro. I did not leave. I did not leave my bed until 6 p.m. I was so hungover. Every 40 minutes or so, I would get up and I would vomit, and I'd get back in bed. I didn't think I could do the show the next day. I was in the green room,
shocked,
struggling.
Man. Bro, you look like fucking Smeagol who just got broken up with. You were just sitting there just like... God
damn, dude. I was borderline crying a little bit.
Dude, it was... So, real quick. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about it because this is a wild-ass story, but you had blood on your sheets.
Dog.
Hold up.
Listen.
Is it your blood?
Okay.
Goddamn.
I don't want to keep doing this to y'all, but I can't talk about it. We'll Patreon it, dude.
Okay.
Huh?
Was it your blood, goddammit? Did you machete a goddamn bitch?
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, it was a wild night.
Yeah.
It was a wild night full of vomit and blood and sexual intercourse.
Hold up.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You got a goddamn titty in your mouth?
Excuse me. Put a goddamn fruit roll up all over the ground because I'm coming on the ground.
God damn, man. I wish I remembered more, but it was hilarious. Every person we met in that town was just cooked. Just brain cells like a fucking fried egg. Just sunny side up.
I don't think I met anyone that I liked.
I'm really trying to think about every person we met there. Wild.
Holy shit. Oh, dude, remember on the Saturday show, one of the most fun things I've ever said on stage in my life, some girl yells out, take your shirt off. And in front of a theater of 500 people, I go, you first, bitch.
Murdered. Oh, it did amazing.
What was your favorite show? Do you remember?
My favorite show
Out of the run.
I would think the San Francisco early show and the Sacramento early shows.
Sacramento early
The Friday and Saturday early shows on Sacramento. The both Washington shows were amazing, but yeah. the early and the both early on the Sacramento and San Francisco.
Sacramento Punchline, dude, is such. I've never performed it before. Great club. It was an amazing club. Mm-hmm. The
it's in a mattress store. It's perfect. Fucking great.
Yeah, you know, hilarious when you walk just in. Great. It's just selling fucking. And I'm like, what? This is comedy, or we're doing mattresses here?
Yeah, yeah. Sacramento's such a weird town because you're like, it's California's capital, but it is not California at all. Like, remember we were eating a burger at 3 a.m. and there's just a guy skateboarding to like 1990s, just Run DMC. And then this guy who just stopped in a car and looked at us for a minute. We're like, this is where we get kidnapped.
Dude, every city, if you think about it, every state's capital is not how you think about the state.
No. You just told me New York's is Albany?
Albany.
No, it's not.
Never even
it's
been
New
to
It's New York
Albany.
City, all right? And it's 2020, so I declare that it's now New York City.
New York City is New York's capital. L.A. is California's capital. All right? And we're just switching all this shit up, okay?
I mean, Sacramento. If some, like, never visit a state's capital.
Because it's not a good representation of what the city is like or what the state should be represented
That's
by.
Like somebody coming to Los Angeles and be like, dude, just went to downtown. That place is sick.
Dude, that's the capital.
Downtown is ass. Downtown and Burbank, two cities where I'm like, nope and nope.
Downtown is downtown has like a block and a half that's fine, and the rest is just homeless HPV.
Well, it's just
everywhere.
Also just like, it's the hype. It's like, what? I don't know. It feels like a city. You know when somebody studies abroad for like two weeks, and they come back, now they're all fucking petty. It seems like somebody who went to New York for 2 weeks came back and built downtown Los Angeles. It was like, yeah, I've never taken the subway. We haven't. It's not a subway. It's an actual restaurant subway. We don't have a subway.
Dude, downtown is so... I remember thinking, I'm like, because I moved from New York. I was like, I'm going to move downtown and have like the New York feel because I love buildings. Blah, blah. And again, it's one block. It's one block of like, okay, there's like some buildings or whatever. And you go outside of that block and it is heinous.
Dude.
It is just tense and just homeless urine and poops. I can't believe that dude pooped in the Denny's.
Yeah, no, that Denny's experience was wild. Remember what you got a breakfast plate there and you asked for no potatoes on it, the scramble, and the girl was like, hold up, what?
She was heckling me, my order. She goes, are you sure? I was like,
she goes, that's not going to be anything. It's just going to be eggs. She like said it like it was going to be trash, but she's like, it's just going to be eggs, meat, and veggies. And you're like, yeah, it's an omelet.
It's exactly what I want.
A hot plate omelet.
Can I please just have what I want, please? It's his Denny's.
That was fantastic.
Do you remember the hotel worker bro?
The lady checking us in Sacramento. I want to go back there with, you know, like 15 milligrams of weed and just a stress ball and be like, have after it.
Something happened to this lady.
Oh,
like
she
right before
hated
her
us.
Shift.
What did, right as we walked up, she let out a heavy sigh. She goes, I mean, can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, please, you work here. Please help us. Why are you upset already?
Dude, she hated us. And it's so hard to, like, you know, explain how much she hated us, but she really did. The funniest part is we get to the hotel, the knock on the door, the towel guy.
Oh, my God. You're a fake guy. You don't work here.
This guy knocks on our door. It's 7 o'clock at night. Nobody's doing room service at 7. He knocks on the door. And we go, what? And the guy just opens the door, and then he has a single hand hold, like a single hand wash towel, like the towels that are like the size of like a piece of matzah. They're like one foot by one foot. And he goes, you need towel. And then he just stares at us, and I go, who the goddamn hell? And the man just left the towel and just backed away.
Because you don't work here, sir.
No.
You knock on the door. And you're like, you need a towel? No, I don't need a towel.
Don't
and it wasn't
it.
Even like, it wasn't even like a bath towel. It's for like the kitchen.
Yeah, it was a dishwasher. Nobody's using a goddamn dishwasher in a goddamn studio condo.
Oh, Gabe, there were so many fucking updates because we messed up so many times. Are there any updates?
By we, Michael, I'm always accurate on this podcast.
Bro.
I'm 10 for 10.
You only spoke 10 times?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hold up. What the hell? I think I left my goddamn dick in Vacaville.
Oh, hold up. You know what? I think that guy did steal something. He stole my dick.
How about those towns where you're just driving and it's like random? It's like it's hundreds of miles of nothing. And then you just drive through a random ass town.
I hate
like the one that's like 1 hour photo development.
Who's doing that? Who? I did it. I stood up. Who is going into Rite Aid?
It's 2020, goddammit.
And who needs 1 hour photo? No one. Let's cancel it. Let's cancel
it. This is so funny seeing those cities. This is hilarious.
For what? Gabriel.
Gabethan.
Hey, all right. We got an update here from either Gabe Simon E or Gabe Simone E. I can't tell. One
Is
of those.
You, bro?
Not me. I wish I would have known that about this update. So he says, correction, episode 47, frogs are amphibians, not reptiles.
Says you, bro.
Bro, it's the same goddamn family. If there was a barbecue, they would both be welcome, and it wouldn't be weird for either party. Amphibians and reptiles, they're homies.
Yeah, because a reptile can fuck an amphibian, and the same thing would come out.
I think that is what a snake is, because they look slimy, but they're dry.
Here, I'm going to be honest with everyone here. I don't know the motherfucking difference.
Amphibian sounds like animorphs.
I did some research on this, though.
You did research?
I did some research. Hold on. I don't think that we were that wrong about this, because it basically looks like an amphibian is just a wet reptile. Is basically amphibians are born in eggs and they're wet and they're born in water.
So but what you're saying is every girl in my bed is an amphibian.
But yeah, it's like saying that because they say that an amphibian is born in the water, in eggs, and reptiles are born on land. But
bro,
that's like saying that like if a person was born on a boat,
like a tadpole,
they're not a person.
Tadpoles are fucking out here. They're born in water. They can only live in water when they're a little tadpole, and then they just grow up and be like, hold up.
Yeah.
I don't need this water shit no goddamn more.
You know what's crazy, bro, is we're born in water. You put a newborn baby in a pool, that motherfucker can get swam. Yes.
No,
you
what?
Put a newborn baby.
Casey Anthony, you're throwing a fucking goddamn child in a lazy river
and
see you at five.
You put a baby in a lake, that goddamn baby will swim to the shore.
No, dude,
newborn babies know how to swim.
No, there's no
way. Yes, they do. They spend 9 months
swimming.
You're
telling me we're all doing the fucking backstroke in our mom's goddamn belly?
Hell yeah.
All right.
You ever felt your mom's belly?
No.
I have.
What did it feel like?
She wasn't even pregnant. I said, Mom, let me see that. Let me see that tummy, Mom. If you ask your mom to see her tummy,
I hated every second of that.
Ooh, tummy's a weird word, bro.
It's not sexual at all.
Tummy's, oof.
Let me nut on your tummy, girl.
Yeah, ugh, you amphibian bitch, get over here. Holy shit. Okay, so.
Animal Morse was a book, right?
Yeah.
Where people turn into like lizards and shit?
Yeah, I can still remember the covers where it's
the holographic.
Sort of, yeah, changes over the.
Hell yeah.
I don't remember cool this. Spot. I just remember Goosebumps.
That's the same
world. Same thing.
Maybe.
I've never read a Goosebumps book in my life.
But I feel like I definitely have. But I couldn't tell you one story.
I read some pages. My mom was like, are you reading?
I like the covers. Like, yeah. They always felt scaly, you know?
Yeah, the Goosebumps always felt like Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. I always took LSD and would rub the Goosebumps books as a child.
You took LSD as a
kid?
What? Hold up.
Hold up.
Mom, what you tell me, Abby?
What the hell are you putting this goddamn lasagna? Oh, I think my dick hurt.
Oh, I don't even need a spatula. I'm using my dick.
Dude, there was one night after the show in San Francisco. We did that for like literally maybe 15 minutes straight. Who the hell done ran in here and jerked me off? Huh? I think a goddamn ghost is in this. Call the front desk. This place haunted. Somebody done jerked me off. Hold up. What the hell?
Hold, man. Is there a goddamn evil spirit in here? I done. Oh, someone stole my sperm.
I done nutted on my sheets. Who the hell? Oh. Well, I guess I ain't moving.
It was 4 a.m. and we were dying. I could not breathe. Holy shit. All right.
Is there any other corrections? Probably not.
Yeah, because we're fucking 100% of the field, bro. Jeez.
Yeah, literally nothing else. Just a bunch of people saying how smart you are.
Oh, that's cool. So. Thanks, guys.
There's no sarcasm behind that.
Gabe. All right, well, let's get into a little sock talk.
Sock talk, baby.
Sock talk.
All right, sock talk.
While we're waiting, see me this weekend in Boston at Laugh Boston. Laughboston.com for tickets. 5 shows, Boston, this weekend.
See me this weekend at Laughing in Fort Myers, Florida. I'm actually going to be in Florida this weekend.
Well, goddamn, you bring a machete?
Sunday.
I feel like if you check the machete going to Florida, they would look at your boarding pass and be like, all right.
There you go.
First class, right away. They're not stopping you.
No, because you got a
Buccaneers fucking logo on it. Like, Tampa Bay, goddamn.
Oh, God, I love the quarterback. Yeah, because you have to take a machete to defend yourself. You can't just be out in these streets in Florida with no machete.
You can't.
Cannot.
Mm-mm.
We got some sock.
Yeah, hey, we got a sock talk here from Jackson Cool Kirby, who says, what liquid would you come?
Mm.
I feel like we already did this one.
And we did sounds.
We did sounds, but no, because we did liquids, because I said gasoline.
Oh, we did. I don't remember. Whatever I said, I'm changing it to Jägermeister.
That's good.
Hilarious. That's, you know how they have those Jäger pumps at the bar? Those always look so cool. But if I could be like, y'all want a drink? And they're like, yeah. I'll be like, the only one goddamn condition.
Well, hey, listen.
Somebody got to get me going. What?
Hey, you want a drink? Give me 2 minutes.
What's the other minute 50 for? Hold up. You got to chill it down a little bit. Too much.
It's going to come out hot. Can you imagine drinking hot Jäger out of someone's penis? Dog. What? How much of an alcoholic are you?
I know people that do it.
What about barbecue sauce or ketchup?
I might have said barbecue sauce in the early episodes. I love barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
So good.
Ketchup's funny.
What's the worst sauce?
The worst sauce?
Do you like relish?
I fuck a little bit with relish.
It's got to be on the right things.
Yellow mustards can go sucking.
It took me a while to get on the mustard train, but on a sandwich, a little bit of mustard.
I'm cool with yellow mustard on a hot dog.
Okay, where does it lose you?
Everywhere else. Literally everywhere else. And I don't know.
Burgers is too much. A sandwich, though, it adds a nice little, adds a little bit of must in there.
What's a terrible sauce? Orange marmalade. Whoever invented orange marmalade is named Orville.
Marmalade?
Orange marmalade.
What is that, like jam?
It's jam.
I'm not a big fan of mayo. Doesn't really do much.
I love mayo.
Really?
Oh my God. You're going to hit me in the face, bro. I'm a Miracle Whip guy.
Jesus Christ. You'll fit right into Fort Myers.
Dude, I am such a Miracle Whip guy. You don't fuck with Miracle Whip?
I don't mind it. It's the amount that they always put.
Of Miracle Whip or just mayo?
Wait, what's the difference?
Miracle Whip is like kind of like a... Miracle Whip is mayo if it could speak Spanish. Does that make any sense?
No. It doesn't, but it does.
It's like a little tangy, like, hello, I'm Miracle Whip. And it does a little dance.
Bro, I'll tell you one thing.
What's up?
Us whites, we lose a goddamn nut over some Chipotle mayo. I don't even know what Chipotle is. What is Chipotle?
What is Chipotle?
But bro, you want to see a white guy break down and leave a fucking 2-star Yelp review? Tell him they ought to Chipotle mayo at any fucking Tex-Mex Mexican restaurant.
Do
you guys have any Chipotle mayo?
You ever dip a fry in Chipotle mayo?
Dip my goddamn dick in Chipotle mayo. Goddamn! No, I don't know what Chipotle flavoring is, but the Chipotle Tabasco at Chipotle, that's okay. A lot of Chipotles in a sense. Yep. That's good. That's good stuff.
I've never had it there.
It's really good.
So is that your favorite sauce? Chipotle mayo?
No, it's not. I'm barbecue all the way. Barbecue, wow. It's like a hug. It's like a southern hug.
Dude, I put barbecue in my eggs this morning.
Barbecue on eggs.
It sounds disgusting.
It sounds wild.
Until you do it, and then you're like, oh, my whole life's different. Because I like to put a little bit of sriracha in my shit, but I didn't have any. So I was like, oh, man, let me just try this mayo. I mean, sorry, the barbecue, because the barbecue had like, it was like a barbecue or sweet and spicy. Ooh. So it had a little bit of spice to it.
Okay.
So I was like, okay.
Not as crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like straight just out the gate barbecue sauce.
That's not too bad. I like A1 sauce.
Ugh.
People hate on it.
A1 sauce?
A1 got that.
You uncultured son of a bitch.
No, A1 got a little tang to it, you know?
It's disgusting.
Like, you want to get an HIV test after having some of that, but you're like, it's good. It's got a little tang on you, a little bit of bow bow.
You know what's funny is when
got
you
a little shimmy for the taste buds.
When you go to a steak place and they put A1 in front of you, you're like, this is not, I think I'm going to use this?
It's disrespectful to a lot of places.
Get out of my fucking face. Yeah. I put ketchup on my steak.
Fight me. Bro, you just said A1 is disrespectful. You out here putting a Heinz 57 on your steaks.
Oh, it's disrespectful. Oh, I'll be the first one to tell you it's disrespectful.
If it's steak and eggs, maybe?
No, I go ketchup on a steak.
But you're out the gate, so like, but you didn't order french fries, and you say, listen, motherfucker.
Oh, dude. I went to this place in Tahoe, and it was a $68 steak. And I go, do you have ketchup? And he was like, what? He brought it. And I dipped a $68 steak in ketchup. It was the best damn steak of my life.
Dipping a steak, it just, the visual of it just sounds like you're dunking it.
Oh, like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, have you ever had like a really expensive piece of meat?
Yeah.
Oof.
It's great. What? Sometimes I love when they put an ice cream scoop of butter on top of the steak. I'm just like, I don't know what this does, but man. So good, man.
Oh, did we answer that question? I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you guys want to get into some secret sauce?
Ooh, a little bit of secret sauce.
Okay, here we are. How secret are we talking, baby girl? I will say the best part about Chico was Mom's. Mom's, that restaurant.
Oh, dude, Mom's was so good, bro.
This is the best. If you're ever in Chico, California, go to Mom's restaurant. So goddamn good. God damn it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right. This is from an anonymous listener who says, it's hard to be, quote unquote, the man of the house when your female roommate is on steroids.
That took a turn. I thought maybe he took his wife's last name or something.
I thought he like lived. I thought he was a young dude living at home with his mom or some shit. When his
roommate or girlfriend?
Roommate.
Oh, wow.
Was his girlfriend started doing steroids and I was just his roommate. No, I'm just kidding. But.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Well, we're here, breaking up.
Can we?
But we living together. God damn it.
Can we sidebar this? What if your girl, what if you had a girlfriend and you guys were good for like a year and then she was like, listen, and she got really into CrossFit and she wanted to take steroids. Where do you stand on that?
The ground, because she beats your ass, throws you on it.
You're dead. You're dead. I don't want, dude, listen, I don't like muscular women. So just all of a sudden, bro. You've seen
So you like tone, but the second they hit the fucking bicep and looks like they got a Wonder Ball under their skin, you're like, I'm out.
I can't do it. Why do you have a tennis ball in your, I don't know, man. Listen, I like independent, like strong, confident women. I'm cool with that. But the second you have bigger arms than me, I don't know.
So that scenario, the man of the house, that's just wild. I mean, but, because what happened is he probably just assumed one day he was.
Right.
Said something. It was like, hey, you know, Wi-Fi is $38 a month, and then she just snaps around her in half.
And then she goes,
ain't gonna be no Wi-Fi this month. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine with that.
I don't need emails. I'll just check the mailbox every 30 seconds.
Dude, if I'm not having like sexual relationships with this woman, I am totally fine with like giving that up. I don't need that. I don't need that extra stress in my life. You want to be the man? Motherfucker, be the man. So let me tell you something. If there's a little sound in the middle of the night, you're going to investigate that shit. I'm sleeping. Okay? What is that, Michael? You're the man. You go check it.
You're the one that pees with the fucking toilet seat up.
Your clit is bigger than my dick.
Wild comparison.
Yeah.
She walks out one day, like, let me see it. You're like, all right.
because
drop trout.
Because you have to show her.
Well,
if your roommate does.
No, she's ripping your pants off and going pathetic and then throwing your clothes back at you.
Yo, you know how strong you gotta be to rip jeans in half? Holy shit.
It's like trying to tear a goddamn encyclopedia.
Holy shit. You ever seen those dudes that break his, like rip his, like, what, dude? Like phone books? They rip them in half? You ever try to do that?
No, I don't believe in that.
It's not real.
It's also like, why?
Yeah, you don't need to be that strong, sir.
No.
When do you need that?
But also, like, who are you flexing that to? You walk up to a girl dialing in a number, you know. You need help dialing a number? Here you go. Hold this. Psych! Such a weird thing to rip in half because you look insane.
Yeah, you can't look like a normal person.
You look like first every of all, plumber in town didn't give you the right quote. And you're like, God!
Let me say this.
Hold up.
Where the fuck do you find a phone book? You just got to tear the internet in half? Where's a phone book?
They used to ship them to your house, I think.
I know. Right on the doorstep.
Those things are massive.
Who's looking at those anymore?
Gabe, could you Google this for me? Has anybody ever died by phone book?
Of course. Dude, that's how cops used to beat someone's ass.
A phone book?
Yeah, because they
were lying.
No, I swear. So they didn't leave bruises. They would put the phone book on your head and hit the phone book. You never heard
like a goddamn panini?
Yep, during interrogation.
A fist panini.
Yeah, they put the thing on, so you would get hit, but there'd be no marks. So you'd leave interrogation.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, you'd leave interrogation with CTE, but you no one would know that you got your ass beat.
That is crazy.
There's got to be a time when someone got dead by phone.
I mean, you throw one in a Ross bag and you whirl it around hard enough.
Oof. You ever see that Steven Seagal movie where he took a napkin and put like an 8-ball in the napkin and like twisted it all up and started hitting people in the face with it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and like a big napkin. I thought you meant like a McDonald's napkin.
No. Like a cloth napkin. Oh, my God.
Dude. Well, you're going to Florida this weekend, so you might be the first one to see it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. Dude, I'm going to see some. Dude, I've been there twice before.
Fort Myers or Florida?
Fort Myers. And I've stayed in my hotel the whole time.
Where is Fort Myers?
Who knows?
Anywhere with the name Fort in it in the city?
Yeah.
And bring a helmet.
Dude, I got hit on by the... Actually, speaking of jacked women, I got hit on last time I was there by the most... The jacked, super jacked, tattooed, and she must have been like 54. And she was like... And I was in front of my dad, too. She came over to me in front of my dad, and she's like, I'm in a Marriott if you wanted to know. And I was like, I don't want to know, madam. I don't want to know.
But something about it, you know, when you see a buff woman, you're like, she knows what she wants in this goddamn world. At my hometown golf course, there used to be this girl. She was the tannest girl I've ever seen. Yeah. Buff as shit. Just very Florida-esque. You know, like the hair.
Horse.
The hair that looks like
blonde it was
deep fried a little bit.
Yep.
But she made the meanest breakfast burrito in the world.
Really? She put all her strength in that shit?
Yes. No, she would crack the eggs by looking at them. The eggs would be like, we're good here.
Secret ingredient, giant clit. You want some Chipotle mayo?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What? Well,
goddamn.
What?
Best goddamn breakfast burrito ever. My goddamn.
Oh, God. Well, listen, man.
Glad
think we got the
back.
End of it, this bitch.
Glad to be back in Southern California. Everybody that came out to the shows in Northern California, it was great.
You guys are awesome.
It was cool seeing, you know, Mike and I get to do a little tour taste. So, who knows? Maybe there'll be more in the future.
I think there might be. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Please go on iTunes and rate and subscribe and review. It really helps us like a motherfucker. Also, if you want an extra episode a week, go on that Patreon and subscribe. We love y'all. Peace.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Goddamn. Who the hell?
Goddamn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.